We are back with Marjorie Dannenfelser. We're boldly sharing the truth and daring you to stand for it. Marjorie, just before the break, I had asked you a question, or I was about to ask you a question about the ramifications of the Dobbs decision. So I'd set it up for the audience. The Dobbs decision overturned Roe v. Wade, kicked it back to the states. My question is, now that that has happened, how has that changed the landscape and the strategy for advancing the cause of life and protecting the lives of the unborn? How has that changed the strategy? What does that effort look like now in the wake of Dobbs?
So it's the right question, because what you just described, that was on June 24th at 10:10 in the morning, for us has never been the same. It's a revolution in a way. And I think that the conversations coming out of that day have proved that it is forcing our nation's leaders and our citizens to dig deep and think what in a way that they never had to before. Well, let's just say the reason they never had to actually really think it through that much and vote according to their position on this, they didn't have to, but they did. I'm just saying that it was theoretical before. If you voted for a candidate that said, I'm going to make sure that we outlaw abortion, or that we're going to stop abortion after the first trimester or at a heartbeat, the court would never have allowed it. The court, in their words, gave this back to the people to decide on our own. In the court of public opinion, make your best arguments, and may the best argument win. It's what we're made of in America. It's what makes us great. It's not a king that decides this question. It's not a court that decides this question. It's the will of the people, and that is why, that is where pro-life strength is. Now, the abortion industry, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, who have owned this issue for so long, because they in 1973, when Roe versus Wade was established, they got every abortion without limit up until the end. There was almost nothing that you could do about the abortion problem, about that death, until now. And so when the court delivered their opinion, there was the main opinion, and there was also a concurring opinion by Kavanaugh, and those opinions themselves said this thing, that now it is up to you in this deeply moral issue of our day, just like other deeply moral issues of other days, that you will speak, you, the country, will speak through your elected representatives and decide what you think about this issue. They prescribed nothing. They just said, you decide. And they made it very clear, along with Kavanaugh's opinion, that it would be the states and it would be the Congress. Any legislature that is expressing the will of the people through their own election is the appropriate place. So we're talking about states and we're talking about the Congress. The states immediately were moved to pass 25 ambitious pro-life protections, 25 states, half the nation. So on the state level, that was a beautiful thing. They moved fast. Governors did beautifully. Legislatures were emboldened. And then immediately the left moved to try to challenge those and are challenging those laws. And then they are now, with their acumen and their money and their ability to win ballot initiatives, which they are uniquely prepared well to do, given the dynamics of the pro-life movement versus the pro-abortion movement, are very much threatening in 9 states the bills that were passed to protect human life in each of those states, starting with Ohio, going to Arizona, Nebraska, Florida, Missouri, and more. And so that is a very real threat. We could very well lose those states if we don't have our act together. For the first time, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, is making Ohio a huge fight. We have not been involved in ballot initiatives. It's not a strength, you may have noticed, of the pro-life movement, because we're better at elections than we are at ballots, given the strength of the media and the money on the other side we need our own candidates communicating like you, Kelly, so beautifully have, and it overcomes some of the power on the other side. So we're deeply embroiled in that. All these ballot initiatives are important in themselves because they will either allow the will of the people to stand in those states, or they will basically obliterate the will of the people to establish any law in their states on abortion up until the end. And now we look at the presidential race, and we see that we have a Democratic Party that wants no limits. They have a federal bill that has been voted on over and over. Every Democrat has voted for this bill, House and Senate. They're very willing, and they have expressed their desire in the Senate to overcome a filibuster to enact a law, oddly named Women's Health Protection Act. It is truly just an abortion, full-term abortion bill that would wipe out every single law in the nation on abortion. And they are not kidding. They are serious. And that's how they've responded to what they see as a right being taken away. If you think about it, it's like why the NRA is so powerful, why they have so many members. People trying to take their rights away, and so they have had over the years a really great backlash. This is not a right, obviously, but it's perceived as a right on the abortion side, and so that right being perceived as taken away has galvanized the left. So that national level conversation and what presidential candidates say about what they think is a gift to us.
Right.
If you contrast a 15-week or a 12-week limit with unlimited abortion on demand, you win that in the court of public opinion and among voters in battleground states every single time.
Well, let's
as
talk
long
about
as you're
that.
Willing to communicate. Yes.
Yeah. So in 2022, when I was running for Senate as a pro-life candidate, I was saying that at a national level, after Dobbs, I would support a national ban at 15 weeks, because that's when we've scientifically proven that a fetus can feel pain. And we have to balance the humanity of the child that's unborn with the health needs of a woman who's pregnant. And right. Like you said, you win the national conversation every time because mothers out there, people understanding health issues and that there is something more than an appendix in there, go, that sounds reasonable. And my opponent literally introduced the bill post-Dobbs to reinstate Roe versus Wade. And as you said, Roe versus Wade allows abortions up to a child being born. And she had supported, and the Democrats have since reported, even after a child is born. So because the intent was an abortion, even if the child is laying there as a separate patient on the delivery table, separate from its mother, all of the Democrats in the House of Representatives voted that they should kill that child. That's what
right.
Roe versus Wade allows. And that's what my opponent, the Republican senator, quote unquote Republican, had voted for and introduced in Congress post-Dobbs. Some people would say that that's not a pro-life position, even though I am adamantly pro-life, but you also at SBA, Pro-Life America, had introduced that bill post-Dobbs. Can you explain in just a couple minutes that we have left why that is a pro-life position and why you were advocating for that post-Dobbs?
Yes. So in every congressional entity or in any legislative entity, our obligation is to be as ambitious as we can possibly be for life and still win. So we don't want to undercut, we don't want to overestimate, but we have to be for something that is not just a posture to wear a label that says you're pro-life, but something that we think is a consensus that can't be ignored. Mm-hmm. And that's happening in every state right now, and it is happening in the Congress. The 15-week limit is, let's just say it, it is a complete concession. It is a concession in a moment that includes a country that has legislators coming from California, right. Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Arkansas, all these places. And so you want to be as strong as you can with a pathway to winning so that you get some of those children that are standing on that railway line and there's a train coming, you get as many off as you can possibly get. And you never leave one on because of the purity of saying, nope, it's all of them or none of them. Like, no one would do that if they actually saw the deaths of children coming. And so that is why we would that is why every human rights battle in our nation's history that has been successful has started with, let's start with this much, be as ambitious as we can, like Lincoln did, and said, we're going to get this much. And then that is a starting point. It is not an end. We will not stop until the human rights of every child are affirmed, they're saved, and every mother has been served.
That's a great way of explaining that. Thank you. I think that's also answers the question people have of, well, how do Republicans win with a pro-life message? Pro-life and the pro-choice arguments don't have to be polarized. And I think often people run to these far extremes. And actually, I think that it's more of a spectrum. And I think you're right that building consensus around, can we all just agree that if we have a 15-week ban, that balances the needs of where everybody is at right now? And like you said before, Nikki, the science has caught up to the argument. So Marjorie, that's we really thank you for being on the show today. For people who don't know, SBA, Susan B. Anthony, actually supports the pro-life candidates across the country who can really make a difference in what our policy is. And so please go check out what they're doing, sbaprolife.org. And as you heard, they're jumping into whole new territory now that this Dobbs decision has made the pro-life argument a state's argument. So they need help with ballot initiatives, and they need help with funding, and I'm sure they need help with volunteers. Now that you have seen, you can't unsee, and you're responsible. So let's stand with Marjorie and SBA Pro-Life at sbaprolife.org. You can make a difference. Thanks for standing with us today. Make sure to hit that subscribe button on your favorite platform, and you can enter to win a sticker by leaving a review this week. And stand firm, stand tall. We'll see you on the other side of this break for more. Thanks so much.